Welcome everyone to episode 426 of Signals from Mars. I'm your host, Victor. And for this episode, this is the audio version of the episode I released on all the video platforms a week ago, going over all the vinyl, CDs, the cassettes, posters, so on and so forth that I brought back this year from the U.S.
I'm ready.
Let's do it!
Quick reminder that in addition to hosting Signals from Mars, I've also worked behind the scenes helping other podcasters. With over 16 years of experience and more than 1,200 episodes that I've produced or appeared on, I offer podcasting editing, ghost hosting interviews, and repurposing content into viral clips, show notes, transcripts, and social media posts. If you've got a podcast and need help making it sound professional, or if you want to turn your episodes into content that actually grows your audience, I can help. Check out the podcasting services page over at signalsfrommars.com. Just go all the way to the right on the menu. You'll see work with me, hover over that, and you'll see podcast services and sponsorship. Let me help you make your podcast stand out. Speaking of sponsorships, Signals from Mars is sponsored by listeners like you and also by great sponsors. If you've got a brand, product, or service that connects with rock and metal fans, I'd love to work with you. Our audience isn't casual. They're collectors, concert goers, and gear buyers who support the bands and brands they love. Sponsorship packages start at just $150 a month and include on-air mentions, social media plugs, and even product features. If you want to connect with a loyal rock and metal audience, head on over to the sponsorship page on signalsfrommars.com to learn more. Quick shout out to my patrons. I do want to say a big hello and thank you to Steven Saylor, Steve Hoker, Jeremy Weltman, Mike Jones, Brad Dahl, Mark Striegel, Gabriel Ruiz, Chris Vaglio, Metal Dan, Johan Edstrom, Ed Ferguson, Anthony Mackey, Tony Espin, and Sean Richmond. Thank you guys for all of your support. It is greatly appreciated. Your banter and your chumminess, your friendship. When you join me on my live streams, which we're going to do tonight in remembrance of Ace Frehley, who just passed away last night. It's like therapy. It's like when, as kids, we got turned on to music and we all chatted with one another about the bands that we love and different topics that affect us and so on and so forth. So thank you guys for your support. Also, if you're checking this out and you are one of the people that's seen my Halloween episode announcement on any of the short video platforms, YouTube Shorts or Instagram or TikTok, et cetera, just know that even though the videos say that they're patron specials, you can still vote. The patrons are the ones that appear during the special. So if you want to appear on air and comment yourself, you need to become a patron to do that. You can do so for as little as $2 a month by going to patreon.com/signalsfrommars. Or you can go to signalsfrommars.com, which is the one-stop shopping place for all things Signals from Mars, whether it's Patreon, whether it's merch, whether it's other ways to help kick a dollar or two my way, or whether it's just to follow on social media, see past episodes, see the video version, check out the audio version, whatever it is that you need, you can go there. Vote by October 24th. Welcome to the latest episode of Signals from Mars. I'm your host, Victor. And for this episode, I bring you a special vinyl haul episode. We're going to talk about some of the stuff, not all vinyl, stuff that I brought back from the States this summer. And if we have time, we're actually going to talk about some of the vinyl that I've accumulated here over the past year that I haven't shown on previous episodes. So we're going to start out with some CDs. This is something that I believe is hard to come by. It is Halford 3 Winter Songs. This was sent to me years ago by the person that's in charge of Priest's and Rob Halford's PR. This has been sitting there for quite some time, folks. Before last year, I hadn't been back to the States in 14 years. And essentially, there's stuff that we couldn't fit into our luggage last year, which we brought this year. Brand new CD, have not opened this up yet. This is Prongs, Ruining Lives. This came out back in 2014. There's a lot of good music on this album. I bought this at the Sound Exchange in Wayne, New Jersey. By far my favorite record store. I've been to plenty. I got to hit the stores in New York, which I haven't been to. If you know me and you're from that area, if there's any stores that you can recommend, I would be more than happy to visit. All right, so these are sealed. These are sitting in my closet back at my folks' house. They've still got the old, stickers so that you couldn't steal them. This is the Batman Forever soundtrack. And both of these CDs, as it says right over here, they both have CD containing a FLIR Ultra Batman Forever trading card, not available anywhere else. So the big deal behind this was that I figured, okay, it's going to be a huge movie. It kind of flopped. I enjoyed it. I still enjoy it. It's, it's of its time. But there's, I thought it was going to be huge. And I said, wow, the trading card inside of this is going to be worth much more than the $12.98 that I paid for at The Wiz back in the day. Nobody beats The Wiz, damn it. So who's on this? You have U2, Withhold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me, PJ Harvey, One Time Too Many. Brandy with seeing reflections here. Hard to read between the stickers and the reflection. Anyway, there's Brandy Seal, Massive Attack with Tracy Thorn, Eddie Reader, Mazzy Star, The Offspring, Smash It Up. That's probably the song that I play most off of this. Nick Cave, Method Man, Michael Hutchence, The Passenger. Actually, I've played that quite a bit over the years. That's the Iggy Pop cover. It actually sounds pretty cool by him. The Devlins, Sunny Day Real Estate, and The Flaming Lips. I've definitely played the U2, The Seal, and The Offspring quite a bit over the years. So that's the CD portion of the episode. Cassettes. See, this is funny because I haven't looked to see if the actual cassettes are in here. But anyway, Joe Satriani, Time Machine. It is a double cassette. Okay. I probably bought this on cassette because it was a lot cheaper than the CD. And I had this on CD later on. So, I mean, there's really nothing in there. But it does have liner notes. All right. Believe it or not. Liner notes for the cassette. You see Joe here, man. Looks cool. More Joe here. Joe who? Joe Mama. All right. The cassettes themselves. Are the covers the same? Yeah, covers are the same, but the backs are different. They are different. Ah, yes. They are different. Oh, you cannot tell from the difference. There's Joe there. If you know when these cassettes were printed, they had, you know, a smell to them with the paper itself. So I'm trying to think back because I mean, Joe has been hairless for quite a long time now. So it's weird looking at him with hair here. And it's funny because, you know, like everything else, when person first shaves their head bald, wow, they look so weird. No hair. And the reason why I bought this, biggest reason is Crazy. The first song that he ever sung on, if I'm not mistaken. So there's that. Try to give it to you in an angle where there isn't too much reflection from the ring light. Okay. These are out on Relativity. So cool. What other tracks are on this? Yeah, that's Crazy is the one that I've listened to the most. That's actually probably one of the most listened to songs by Satriani for me personally. I think he's a genius. I really love Surfing with the Alien, but I can only take dribs and drabs. Yeah. Michael Schenker Portfolio. La colección definitiva. All right. So this was a Spain only release by Chrysalis. And this was my intro to Michael Schenker. So I had often heard about how great Strangers in the Night is and what a big deal, so on and so forth. Greatest live album of all time. Okay. But what was MSG all about? You know, the Macaulay Schenker group was making all the press and whatnot. And Inside really isn't anything, to be honest, but it's kind of cool the way that, you know, there's two cassettes in here. Fits in like this. You open it. And the cassettes are like that. So it's funny because, yeah, this is a Spanish release. This has been sitting in the States since the early 90s. I played the shit out of this. Not going to lie to you. What songs are on this? All right. So the first cassette is all UFO. So it is I'm a Loser, Reasons Love, Doctor Doctor, Rock Bottom, Too Hot to Handle, Ready to Rock. No, so it's not all UFO on the first. Somehow the track listing, I don't remember one of those songs I mentioned. Ready to Rock, Only You Can Rock Me, Lights Out, Arbor Hill. No, what am I talking about? Yeah, this is kind of screwy, Armed and Ready, Love Drive. There's Scorpions on here, Attack of the Mad Axeman, Assault Attack, Ulcer, Searching for a Reason, Rock My Night Away, Captain Nemo, and Rock Will Never Die. It's the that's the live version. Is that how it actually is? Yeah, that's so weird that there'd go Too Hot to Handle, to Ready to Rock, to Only You Can Rock Me, to Lights Out, to Arbory Hill. And I mean, not for nothing, but there's, I would personally have included On and On or Let Sleeping Dogs Lie, Arena. I love those songs I just mentioned, and I think they're great. I didn't get to hear On and On until Eddie Trunk played it one night. Now, what is this? And I instantly went out and bought the cassette. Cassette's in the next room. I got a bunch of cassettes. These, luckily, they're the right cassette that are not in the right cases. So, by the way, I didn't bring this to the States, but Iron Maiden Red, I think it looks great. So this is my box. This is the box I use to bring stuff back from the States usually. I use smaller ones. Like when I went to London, I used the smaller one. Make sure that I don't bump my my mic. All right. So let's go with a poster. Mind Over Four. This is signed. There's a small rip there or crease. This is signed from my old college radio days. Okay. Now these were some promos. These are a bit out of whack. Smithereens, not very metal, but they are from New Jersey. This is off of Blow Up, so featuring Anywhere You Are, Top of the Pops, and Too Much Passion. So this is what, for those that don't know, this is what would be sent to the record stores, and they would plop these on the wall. And there was a place up in Hackettstown, New Jersey. I don't remember the name of it, but you could buy these for like a dollar. So we would drive up. I got that. I got Metallica Black Album. All right. The Rat 8191 compilation. Remember this thing? It was the original release of Nobody Rides for Free. Cool song off of the Point Break soundtrack. The original Body Count album. It says on the back, Body Count is Ice-T, Ernie C, Moose Man, D-Rock, and Beatmaster V. I believe two of those members have passed away. Ernie C is the only one that's still in the band with Ice-T. And I got a chance to interview Ernie C quite a few years ago. Need to find that. Iron Maiden, Fear of the Dark. So this was all around that time frame. So includes Be Quick or Be Dead, From Here to Eternity, and Wasting Love. Those are the three singles. Yeah, I don't know. That album is a hard listen for me now. There's a few cool songs off of it, but there's a lot that of its time. Spread Eagle. Open to the public. Signed by all four members of the band. Only two of them are still in the band, if I'm not mistaken. Ray DeLuca, who was down here, and Ray West. Paul, and I forget what the drummer's name was. I apologize. But it says on the back, featuring Devil's Road, Shine, Fade Away, and Revolution Maker. The worst interview I ever did, Spread Eagle. And it's not the band's fault. I started coughing and coughing and coughing, and I could not stop coughing. And I asked somebody to go get me something to drink. And I'm coughing my head off. I'm trying to play songs. And they end up coming back. They're like, yeah, no, I didn't buy you any orange juice or anything. Yeah, here's your money. Go figure. Go figure. All right. Flotsam and Jetsam. Quattro was huge. They just signed with Napalm. This was huge at the time. So on the back gives you the rundown of the album, Natural Enemies, Swatting at Flies, The Message, Cradle Me Now, Wading Through the Darkness, Double Zero, Never to Reveal, Forget About Heaven, Secret Square, Hypodermic, Midnight Snack, Are You Willing, Ain't Nothing Gonna, Save This World. I can honestly say that Swatting at Flies, Cradle Me Now, Wading Through the Darkness, and Never to Reveal got played quite a lot. I had a singles off of this album where David Ellison had co-written one of the bonus tracks. Interesting to see it signed by the five members of the band that were in it at the time. Not everyone is still in the band. AK is, I believe, still. I could be wrong. All right. Let me place this so that it doesn't go flying. Nice. All right. So let's get down to some vinyl. So I got back from Spain last year. And initially they announced the Iron Maiden Power Slave Zoetrope vinyl. And they announced Somewhere in Time reissue. It was between 60 to 70 euros. So like 65, 75, $80 with the exchange. In currency. I had seen it at Walmart for 20 some odd dollars, okay? 26, 29, something like that. Walmart exclusive says up here, yellow vinyl, it's the same damn thing, and a 3D poster. So I just opened this before starting the episode. So we're going to see this as I'm bumping my mic for the first time together. I mean, this was in the old vinyl. The yellow vinyl. Oh, how lovely. How lovely it is. How lovely. It is the... All that outside of the vinyl is the same as what it was way back when, but check that out. So it's the future past. It is 3D. I don't know if you could make that out with the lighting and everything else. Yeah, you can kind of see it there. So yeah, so I instantly ordered this. And they were offering free shipping on multiple items. I'm like, okay, So what do I want that I do not have? So my album of the year last year, if I'm not mistaken, or 2 years ago, was Rival Sons, Dark Fighter. This album is great. Funny, it's made in Italy, making its way back to Europe for the show. Let me see if I can pull this out. Oh man, this is stuck. Yes, I'm pre-recording this, but it's still not fun to have stuff not work properly. What is this? What is this? It says a new album including... Is this stuck in there? What exactly is going on? Oh, this is a gatefold. So that's what is going on. Okay. So I thought that I had opened all of the gatefolds up. I did not, apparently. I like to keep the plastic on. I will be cutting this out and including it with the album. And I'm sure that there's someone who is a connoisseur is now freaking out at the way that I am taking the plastic off. Doing my best, folks. Trying to record a show here at the same time. So I have a bunch of plastic that I've removed from the covers. So Dark Fighter. Check out the gatefold. Pretty cool. Okay. So clear vinyl, folks. In the reflection of my ring light and my keyboard. So there you go. It's a cool album if you haven't checked it out. All right. So shortly thereafter, aha, does this not go in? So sometimes when you get vinyl, the jacket is inside the sleeve. They leave it in the gatefold. And I guess that's up to you to put it wherever. To stick it wherever you want. All right. And a few months after, they released Lightbringer. Totally different animal. I don't mean by what's on the cover. Just the sound is different. Really different approach. There's stuff off of both of these albums that I really like. Jacket is similar, just black paper, and the vinyl is just your classic black. So awesome. So these were waiting for me when I got to the States. All right. Now, showed you some Body Count before. This is Manslaughter by Body Count. Picked this up at Factory Records in Dover, New Jersey. It was $15. And there was another edition that I'd picked up. I said, wait a second. It says $15. Why am I getting charged more? So this is Cloudy Bloody Red, it says. Um, Let's see. So actually, before I get to that, lyrics, members of the band, who the members are of the band are, Ice-T, Ernie C, Vincent Price, Juan of the Dead, Ill Will, and Shawnee Sean. Yeah, so it's a different band. And I believe there's a download card somewhere there. Yeah. It's right in there. I have it digitally already because of the label sending it to me, if I'm not mistaken. This is what it looks like. Pretty cool. So the other variation that I picked up, or the other variant, was had three colors. Instead of being 15, it was like 40. And I said, well, I said, I'm honestly buying it for the price because I like the songs. I've listened to it quite a bit. And I want it for the music more so than the aesthetic. Talk, beep, get shot, pray for death, 99 problems, back to rehab, get a job, institutionalized, 2014, pop bubble, enter the dark side, bitch in the pit, and I will always love you. These are songs that I've played a lot and I still play from time to time. I don't know, their last release kind of left me cold, but I thought that they were on a really good trajectory. Their catalog is solid. You know, if you're a fan of some of the earlier stuff, I would recommend checking this album out. I've got the album before this on vinyl behind me as well, Carnivore. Carnivore was either before or after this. Might have been after, because this is 2014. But both albums are really solid. I recommend both. I think they both have a lot of really cool songs on them. All right, so I'm not a proponent of buying stuff multiple times. But this is the album that kind of kicked off me getting back into vinyl. Because it's my second favorite album of all time. It is my favorite Black Sabbath album of all time. Came out at a point in time where it meant a lot to me. Originally came out in 92, around the same time as Kiss's Revenge and Iron Maiden's Fear of the Dark. I played the three of those albums to death when they came out. This is the only one that's still regularly in my rotation. But why did I buy another variation of this? Because when they first released this on vinyl, they killed the drum sound. Tony Iommi did not like it, as he said in his book, so he had it remastered and turned the drums way down. And the album sounds like crap like that. I want those big, menacing, heavy drums as the original mix, Vinny Appice. I need to compare this with the other one. The other one is a 2019 release. If I'm not mistaken, the other one was a 2013 release. You can tell this is 180 gram. This is some thick vinyl. The back is just the album cover. But yeah, so this is a two vinyl set. If I can get this in there. This is the exciting part of the show, seeing me fumble with album jackets. All right. So I'll get back to this later. On vinyl two, we have this picture, which is, this is the insert on the CD. I played the CD enough to know that. So many memories of this album. The reason I love it so much is the heavy drum sound. It's non-apologetic. It's in your face. And I love it. As Barney Rubble would say, love it, love it, love it. Yeah, this is not going in, and I don't want to waste any more time with it. So, yeah. All right. That needs my attention later, folks. All right. One day I'll do a comparison between both. One of my favorite albums of the 90s. It is Filter with title of record. These vinyls that I'm showing you guys, the Black Sabbath, the Filter, and the next few were all purchased at Sound Exchange in Wayne, New Jersey. Filter back in the day. This is my favorite album by the band. Like I said, one of my favorite albums from the 90s. This is the first time it's been released on vinyl. The lineup was Richard Patrick, Gino Leonardo, Steve Gillis, and Frank Cavanaugh. Picture of Richard Patrick, who is essentially Filter. The B looks exactly the same. Oh, cool. So it also has Jurassitol, which was on the Crow City of Angels soundtrack. "20th Anniversary Liner Notes" by Brian Reisman. We'll have to read them. There's so much that I love off of this album. Going from Sand to Welcome to the Fold to Captain Bly, It's Gonna Kill Me, The Best Things, Take a Picture, which we used at my wedding, which I told Richard when I interviewed him. Jurassitol and Can't You Trip Like I Do. I mean, I've played the crap out of all of those tracks. All right, another Sound Exchange album. Quiet Riot's Metal Health. The first metal album to ever hit number one has Come On, Feel the Noise and Metal Health, Bang Your Head. This is a great album beginning to end. Metal Health, Come On, Feel the Noise, Don't Want to Let You Go, Slick Black Cadillac, Love's a Bitch, Breathless, Run for Cover, Battle Axe, Let's Get Crazy, and Thunderbird. Yeah, this is the first album to honestly make me realize that there was more music that I was going to really be into that wasn't Kiss. I bought this on cassette. I played it so many times at the cassette that the plastic is broken on the bottom. I didn't wear it out, but I would take it around with me all the damn time. Just love this album. Now this, after picking this up, because I wanted to get more things while at the Sound Exchange. It is Motley Crue's Theater of Pain. Crucial Crew, first ever vinyl pressing of 40th Anniversary Remaster. Features Home Sweet Home and Smoking in the Boys Room. This is an album that I played a lot. Okay, I remember coming to Spain the summer it was released. Or somewhere after it was released, and searching for it until I got it. I still can remember the cassette The cassette was white plastic with silver stickers on it. And they're re-releasing this now. They're releasing a box set. So there are lyrics, picture of the band. And it's just black, you know, your typical electro vinyl with the stickers on the vinyl. I've listened to this album a lot. City Boy Blues is the first track that got me into including cowbell into me playing as a drummer. This is one of these out of sequence. So City Boy Blues, I'm going by memory here because it says City Boy Blues, Fight for Your Rights, Home Sweet Home, Keep Your Eye on the Money, Louder Than Hell, Raise Your Hand to Rock, Save Our Soul, Smoking the Boys Room, Tonight We Need a Lover, and Use It or Lose It. So City Boy Blues, Smoking the Boys Room. Louder Than Hell, Keep Your Eye on the Money, Home Sweet Home. Side two is Tonight We Need a Lover. Use It or Lose It, Save Our Souls. Raise Your Hand to Rock and Fight for Your Rights. I love City Boy Blues. Louder Than Hell, I think, is a really good song. Save Our Souls, I love. Tonight We Need a Lover, I love. And Use It or Lose It, I love. Home Sweet Home, I love as well. I mean, that's so many great memories of that track when it first came out. I will not be picking up the box set. Just can't afford it. It makes no sense for me to shell out all that money. Yeah, does it look cool? Yeah, but I got a Body Count vinyl for $15. That has the same effect. All right. So that was my U.S. haul. I've got some vinyl here that that I picked up this year. Here in Spain, I apologize if I've shown any of these before. I didn't remember. Brain fart, old man brain. I forgot which albums I discussed the last time. But so we've got Smashing Pumpkins here. I believe I picked this up before I did the last vinyl haul episode. Maybe it was included. If it was included, again, I apologize. I can't pronounce the name of this album, but I do love a lot of tracks off of it. Eden, for example, the first song is really, really cool. So yeah, I'm not going to go too deep into that one because as I'm talking about it, I'm thinking, yeah, talked about this one already. All right, here's another one from the 90s that I really love. When people say there's no good music in the 90s, people are just lazy listeners. They're neurotic outsiders. Record Store Day exclusive on vinyl. So who was in the Neurotic Outsiders? Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols, Duff McKagan of Guns N' Roses, Matt Sorum of Guns N' Roses at that time, and John Taylor of Duran Duran. The cool thing about this album is that each member takes turns singing at least one track, and the backing vocals are really cool. This has a bunch of B-sides as well that are included as side four. This is produced by Jerry Harrison, the former member of Talking Heads, if I'm not mistaken. Not messing my names up there. the inside sleeve here. I'm guessing these were all the, I have the CD in the other room. I'm guessing, because these are all CD size. I'm guessing that those graphics are from the CD. Now, this is interesting. Okay, so yeah. So it's two separate vinyls. They are black. But there's no gatefold. All right, it's two vinyls and one jacket, one sleeve. I always mess that up. I forget which is which. I'm sure some of my vinyl friends are out there shaking their fists. It's this, it's that. Sorry, guys, I messed it up. Sorry. Another album that I think is great from the 90s. A lot of people are going to freak out when I show it to them. Load by Metallica. I always swore that I was going to get the box set for this because I've listened to this so much. And for as much as other people poo-poo this on other podcasts, listen, does it compare to Ride the Lightning or any of those albums? I get it. It's a whole different beast. It's a different type of Metallica. Okay. I like a lot of this album. Ain't My Bitch, I really like. 2x4, I think is all right. The House That Jack Built, I think is really cool. Until It Sleeps is all right. King Nothing is pretty cool. Hero of the Day is okay. Bleeding Me, I love. Cure, I love. Poor Twisted Me is okay. Wasting My Hate is all right. Mama Said is eh. Thorn Inside or Thorn Within is okay. Ronnie is eh. The Outlaw Torn, I love as well. Bleeding Me is really cool. It's probably my favorite song off of it. So yeah, this is the inside of the CD. They had Anton Corbin work on this, if I remember correctly. I mean, that's total Depeche Mode. The way that's laid out and how the pictures are and the colors and everything. Oh, wow. Aha. Oh, ho. This looks like an Achtung Baby from U2, folks. An album that I will not be getting on reissue on vinyl. As much as I love U2, I'm not paying like $60 for that album. Sorry. So I just picked up the black vinyl. For some reason, I thought I had the swirl, but oh well. Not going to lose too much sleep over it. I appreciate just having it. And there are some people that I know that prefer to have black variant anyway, because they say that sonically it's better. All right. Let's check out. Okay, so the other side has similar, the whole Rorschach thing and black vinyl. And I think I have every single one of the Metallica reissues. All right, so the last vinyl of the night. If you know me, you know that this is one of my all-time favorite albums. I love a lot of this band's catalog, and they've formed a huge part of the soundtrack of my life. There are other albums that people profess to love, like Love Electric, Sonic Temple, but for me, Beyond Good and Evil is the best album by The Cult front to back. I love those three albums I just mentioned, by the way. And I love a lot of their catalog. I think that they really didn't start to lose me until maybe their last album. I think that there's really good stuff on every album. But this album, there's The Gatefold. I was waiting for this to be reissued forever. Forever. I mean, it's ridiculous how much I waited for this and how I thought it would never come out. So this is reissued by Atlantic Rhino. This was released on Roadrunner when it came out. So the big single off of this was Rise, but War of the Process, love that track. The Saint. The Saint is one of my all-time favorite songs by any band. Rise, which I mentioned. Take the Power is a cool track. Breathe is a really cool track. Nico is a really cool track. American Gothic, love it. Ashes and Ghosts are all around me. Man, I love that song. Shape the Sky, such an awesome track. Speed of Light, it's really cool. True Believers is really cool. And My Bridges Burn, awesome. Produced by Bob Rock. Hey, didn't do it on purpose, but two Bob Rock albums back to back. Black Jacket once again, but Red Vinyl, Red Translucent. To go along with the color scheme. And this is green. Wow, look at that, though. That's etched. Or at least you can see it. Yeah. This is like a green bottle. It's easier to see. I guess it's easier to see there. Is it just three sides and an etch? Yeah, so it's three sides and then the etching of the cover. So glad I have this album. It's one of my favorites. There will be more Vinyl Hall episodes in the future. And hopefully you guys enjoyed this. Want to remind you guys, I'm recording this on October 9th, 2025. This will probably come out, or not probably, it will come out tomorrow, October 10th, 2025. So if you're watching this live, per se, Friday the 10th, I'm pre-recording this because of other obligations. And just remind you guys, we've got the Halloween special coming up. So send me 10 bands that you most associate with Halloween. Can be because of their imagery. Can think of one band here, for example. Could be lyrics. Either one of these two. Could be the image. You know, there's a few things out there that, you know, you could consider. But it's all up to you. Whatever you deem, whatever 10 bands make you feel like they're associated to Halloween. They're the ones you pick. Send me your list, signalsfrommars at signalsfrommars.com, or send me a DM me. Send me a DM, a direct message through any of the social media platforms where we may cross paths and where you may follow. So that is it, folks. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed showing off some vinyl. And let me know in the comments which vinyls you liked, which ones you own, which bands you love. So let's keep the discussion going, folks. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time right here on Signals from Mars. See you, folks.
Thank you for listening. listening to the Signals from Mars podcast. You can subscribe to the show on all your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon, and more. Go to signalsfrommars.com for more information. This concludes our show.